Okay, so I'm going to give a quick VOD. I'm going to watch the clock because every minute counts. And really, we'll start, I think, 8:50. It's okay to start. So, like this. With the 3 weeks, it begins the period of Bnei Mitzarim. Shavuos Batam is at the beginning of that period of tragedy on the Jewish calendar. And it's interesting, you know, between, I guess, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, we don't have any Yom Tovim. This is the only time that's marked, you know. I guess Tisha B'Av is a Moed, but Be'etzem, this is the time that's marked on the calendar that we observe every year, unfortunately. We observe marking the Golos. And, okay, after we finish this time period, right, there's free sailing until Rosh Hashanah, right? You look in front of you, you see open land, especially Bein HaZmanim, you just go in and you hit it. There's nothing between you after Tisha B'Av is over, end of the 3 weeks. And it's open sailing until Rosh Hashanah. Okay, obviously, Chodesh Elul, Yeshiva, but Yom Tov Raiv. I remember years ago, I saw this, and it blew my mind when I saw it. And I quickly ran through it. I found it again. Rav Wolbe in the Alei Shor, Chelek Beis, page Tuf Ches, Talmud Chacham. So over there, he has a piece where he talks about, in general, that those pages talks about all the different Yom Tovim. But he makes a point of connecting the period of Bnei Mitzarim to Yom Ha'Ara, which Pashas, you think, is that, like, no Shaychas. Okay, it's the next thing on the calendar. But Ravopi's theme, who screams not Mochrach, Rafi, right? His theme is just in general that all the Yom Tovim have to have a connection, it has to be a cycle. So what's the Shaychas between Bnei Mitzarim and Yom Ha'Araim? So Volbe says a beautiful idea. He says that what are we mourning, obviously, during Bnei Mitzarim? The fact that we're in Galus, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we're estranged, we're different, we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah vis-a-vis the world. He says that's a tremendous Sada Shava with Rosh Hashanah. You look through the davening on Rosh Hashanah, what are we davening for? A very, very big component of the tefillos that we say in Rosh Hashanah are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, for Achein Tein Pachtecha, Kol Agayim, and the whole world should acknowledge the presence of Hashem. It's all about Kiddush Hashem and lifting up Hashem's presence in the world. So that's a tremendous kesher, Volbe says, between Bnei Mitzarim building up through Yom Ha'Araim. That sort of we need this time period of the year. We need to first acknowledge and realize that we don't probably focus on the rest of the year. The Shekhinah Begalus, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah is in Galus. And to realize that if we go through a Bnei Mitzarim period, 3 week period, and we acknowledge and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in realizing that Hashem Shekhinah is in Galus, then that's a hakdama, that's a hechsher for Kam Yom Ha'Araim that will be better suited for Rosh Hashanah to appreciate, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking for the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the king, not just a king on us, which we're mamluch on Rosh Hashanah, but a king on the whole world. And the greater we connect with this concept during 3 weeks helps us appreciate it all the more so in Rosh Hashanah too. That's basically Wolbe's idea, Ayin Shom. So what emerges from that practically, even though this wasn't one of Rav Wolbe's practical vadim, it was one of his nice philosophical ideas, but, you know, Mestama, a person who connects more with the Chorban, with Galus. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, we had the Schus, a lot of the guys in the room here. We spent a couple summers months, Shavuos Batamas, we were in Yerushalayim. And Stamin, in general, in Eretz Yisrael, obviously you connect much better with Galus. And whether you go to the coastal or not go to the coastal, you sit, have a kumzitz. I remember one year they had it by like those runes over there somewhere. Right? You connect with these things because Stam, you know, you're in the place, the makom hachorben. But I think even more so, you see people bawling madrega. You know, I'm not, you know, sure we would see them on a daily basis, but you know, Rav Hadass, you sit there. I'm sure he says tikkun chatzos every night at the Koso. I'm sure Rav Gamliel is getting revved up for his, you know, during this period. It's, you know, Anshe Maisa, great people, would say tikkun chatzos every night. It's brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman, was very into tikkun chatzos and saying all these things. And connecting with the Chorban. So, you know, Mustama, that's those are ways, you know. So we got a little taste today with Slichos, but the more a person connects with the Chorban and feeling bad and connecting with Galus, the better. That's step one. If you're listening to this VOD at home, make sure you listen to the end of the VOD. Don't just stop here. Step two, I distributed this a little bit around the Beis Medrash. Today I don't know how many people read this article. It's a phenomenal article by Rabbi Lapiansky, Rashiva in Silver Spring, son-in-law of Rabbi Banish. Officially, he's a bochin and the mayor. And Rabbi Lapiansky, this piece went absolutely viral in Torah literature. They say he wrote this piece for Mishpacha magazine. It was the most widely read piece ever on the magazine's website. They had it up there. It was most wildly, you know, most hits, I guess. Plus, a few of my kids in school, their teachers, principals, were saying over this speech, this is like, you know, Torah Min HaShemayim, very, you know, like an earth-shattering piece. And it is a very, very nice piece where he goes through, it's called Sometimes Mashiach is Not the Solution. And he wrote this towards the beginning. This is, I believe, appeared in the Shavuos edition. So during the whole pandemic, a lot of people were connecting the tzaras that Klal Yisrael was going through as, you know, the forebearer of Mashiach. So Stam, he went through, you know, hey, Klal Yisrael has been through a lot of tzaras through history, if you know anything about history. Just because we're going through tzaras, lav dafka, that's a proof that Mashiach is knocking on the door. Seems he told some girls' school they shouldn't necessarily bring out Miriam's tambourine, just like, you know, Shira's Miriam is not starting anytime soon, necessarily. But that was part of his piece, where he goes through. But the main crux of his piece, he goes through many rayas. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous Adam Gadol. Goes through many rayas that were framed, which many people, I'll read the line. When we describe Mashiach as solving our health issues, I'm looking forward to Mashiach will solve the Shidduch crisis, it will solve my legal issues. So we realize our yearning has nothing to do with Mashiach. It has to do with our blood pressure, our bank account, the IRS, and our child waiting for a Shidduch. As many people say, oh, we need Mashiach to come. Because Rachman and Son, people going through Tzaras, people who lost family members during Corona, people who are suffering. You know, you thought it was hard for a girl to get a date before Corona. You can imagine what it is post it, right? Even to get a Zoom. It's like very, very tough for many people. And people were yearning for Mashiach to end their personal tzaras. So to that piece, he goes on, he brings multiple Rambams. It's interesting, it's the last thing the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazakah, going through what Mashiach is, what's going to look like when Mashiach comes. And he has four basic steps. Mashiach will restore our nationhood by having a central authority. Mashiach will restore our completeness as a Jewish people. We'll solve all the Kiruv issues, all the people who are assimilating. Mashiach will restore Torah to Klal Yisrael, be Nachadarga of Torah. And finally, that Mashiach will restore the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. And he goes through all these different pieces are what we really should be yearning for when it comes to Mashiach. We're not looking at Mashiach, and he, you know, Machzim Chizik makes a little, makes fun of the people that are just yearning for Mashiach for their own personal needs. It's put for carrot. Mashiach is such a broader picture. The Shechina will be, the Shechina will come back. The Klal Yisrael will be complete. We'll have a functioning government. It's communal. It's bigger, broader issues. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, Galus. That's what Mashiach is all about. Not your small personal things. That's not what it's about. And that's how he ends his piece. I found a similar smooth from the Yehuda Leib Chasman, the Or Yahel, who for the record was the Mashiach of Slabodka, says pretty much a similar idea in one of knocking people that are yearning for Mashiach and connecting with their personal problems instead of the broader, bigger problem of the Shechinas and Galas. Yeah, I saw all of that. But I remember going through this, something bothered me, especially since everybody was like, this is like, when things get too popular, I always get nervous. So I found a fascinating piece. I should have given it out to everybody, but I'll pass that, once I pass this around, I'll pass that around too. If you look, one of the most amazing Sfarim, it's not Kedai just to have an Or Yisrael, in the back has the Koch Ve'or, a few pieces from Itzla Petersburg. There's a full Sefer Koch Ve'or, it's an old Sefer, not sure it's fully in print. You could, all these Sfarim that we like, Torah Avram or Tzafon, you might have to struggle to get, but the Koch Ve'or, the Yeshiva has one copy. Full edition of the Koch Ve'or in the back has many ha'aras about Itzla Petersburg. So one of them tells the following point, that you look through the davening, Yamin Arayim, it says all we're talking about is the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Golos, and all that. And he talks about Kadmonim talking about, he's not so early, even as late as Nefesh HaChayim, Chayim V'Lozhin. Talks all about that we should be davening to end the Galus. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, father of the Muslim movement, who Rabbi Itzala heard this straight from him, said that's the wrong approach. And Rabbi Yisrael's idea was, if you think in Yamin Arayim, you're davening for the Galus to end, for the Shechina, he says, then you, one of two things, Manavshach. Either you don't adhere the gravity of what Yom HaNorayim is, what it means to have a Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin means Mizonai, Bonai, Chiyuchai. Your whole life is up in the balance. If you really felt Yom HaDin and realized your whole life is up in the balance, then you wouldn't be able to daven for anything besides yourself. So what do you mean you're davening for the Galus to end? Elamai, stop, you're fooling yourself. Okay? You think you're really davening for the Galus to end, when in truth, you're not. Azai Zok Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. You must see this piece inside because you're not going to believe me. But if you think I just happened to find an obscure piece in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, no, I happened to find that Michtav Me'Eliyahu by Eliel Dessler, Kufa quotes this piece from the Koch Ve'or, and he puts it in contrast to Nefesh HaChayim and says over, this is something that we hold of. Boom. So what the Koch Ve'or is quoting from Yisrael is tremendously different than this other perspective. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, of course, Einach Hanami, if you want to know, you want to read Rambams, yes, Einach, the Rambam, the ultimate purpose of Mashiach is to restore our governments and restore all the lost neshamas through assimilation, and restore the Torah, and ultimately restore the Geula, the Galus. Of course, that's the purpose of Mashiach. But you know what? We can't relate to that. The best way for us normal people living in Tuf Shin Pei, Rasul Sarandal wrote this 150 years ago, but Kol Shekein, for us simple people learning in Tuf, living in Tuf Shin Pei, Rabbi Sol Salanter's approach, don't bring me riots from Rambams, bring me riots from the last few generations. Rabbi Sol Salanter would say that the best way to connect to Mashiach is to connect to something personal that I need. I need a Sheikh, I need, a person needs a refuah, a person needs a Yeshua. That's what we connect to with Mashiach. And in fact, what got me going was I found, I bought some sefer in Eretz Yisrael a couple years ago in Summersman. Nice Israeli sefer, and they quote an Israeli tzaddik giving this as a tremendous way to connect to the 3 weeks. It's to connect your own personal problems and the galus. It all stems from the galus. And Lo Yitzur, we wouldn't be in galus. We wouldn't have all these personal problems. And he gave it as an etza. Not some American. The Americans are telling us to go the other way. But Lamaisa, I think this is an important approach. Avada in the 3 weeks, we know there's an element of galus. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah is in galus. But we have to be real. We can't fool ourselves. Don't think we're crying, you know, real tears, you know, on Tikkun Chatzos if we're not. Who said we should be saying Tikkun Chatzos? There's Maisa, as Yeshiva Bacher, what do? We try our best, we learn, we shtayg, we do. We'll learn Ian, Chazar Abikias, we'll learn Halacha, we'll do Musar Seder. Go about what a Yeshiva Bacher does. You daven to the best of your ability. But be real. We're not expected to be on Madregas that are not real. And that's the way you connect the Bein HaMetzarim period into the Yom HaNorayim. By being real, whatever we could accomplish, whatever we could do, the best of our ability, doesn't mean no one could ever shed tears on Tisha B'Av. I'm not saying that. People could connect in some Madrega. But the Yesod is Yesod not just for the 3 weeks, but it's Yesod for all of our Aliyah in Torah. Whenever we're confronted with decisions about our personal growth and our goals and our aspirations, Rabbi Sol Salanter would tell us and tell us again, be real. Yeah, the Rambam could say the ideal is to yearn for Mashiach to make the world a better place. But Rabbi Sol Salanter would tell us we should yearn for Mashiach and appreciate these 3 weeks in our own personal way, whatever affects our life on the most humanistic, basic, real level, that's the way to connect more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening.